I'm Marco Werman with The World. One of the images we see most often from Syria these days is of collapsed concrete apartment buildings. In Syria's main cities, that seems to be the most common view of the destruction caused by war. That's certainly the case in Homs, where Marwa al-Sabuni lives. She's a young architect, born and raised there, and she's done a lot of thinking about the buildings Syrians live in and how architecture might have actually fueled Syria's war. She's written about that in her book, The Battle for Home. We reached her in Homs today, and she told me she'd like residents of her city to reclaim the past architecture of their old city center.
They used to live with their neighbors and work with their neighbors. You have a mixture of different backgrounds and different religions, people living next to each other and working with each other.
And architecturally, what did that look like?
For example, the poor and the rich will enjoy the same features to their buildings, and they will live next to each other, as the Muslims and Christians, for example, where even the mosque is just near the church. So people will meet each other on a daily basis, and will have this civic code of living together.
How does that play into how Syrians actually live together, or perhaps are unable to live together?
The more you go far from the old center, you start to see monolith blocks of 3 to 4 floors, featureless blocks, mostly residential, dislocating people from the city and from each other, where people were, you know, just categorized in each area according to their class, to their religion, to their origins sometimes even, because the urbanism there, it's just isolated blocks and rows of cement blocks without any life in between.
So are large featureless apartment blocks really not very fertile places for people to get along? Is that what you're saying?
There is no sense of identity. It's not a place where I can belong to. When you have something that you are proud of and you have something that you have a feeling that you want to maintain and preserve, this is something that can bring people together. This is totally lost in places that very isolated and very featureless places.
Hmm. Are there any parts of Homs being rebuilt today? Are you involved in any of that?
Actually, my husband is involved in rehabilitating the old souk with the UNDP. And this is the first major project, I believe, all over Syria, where they are building a piece of the urban fabric.
UNDP, that's a United Nations Development Program, right?
Yes.
So what is your vision of the way forward for rebuilding Homs? Like, is there an architectural form that can be designed that will heal years of bloody hatred? Because that's what you're proposing.
You can just imagine the scenario where big developing companies would just jump in and start building mega projects and forget all about these people that used to be living here. This will relocate people, push them back to the outskirts of the cities. So this is very dangerous.
Mara, what about the Homs of your own childhood? What really seemed to work? What do you miss?
I didn't like living in Homs, because Homs was a place that was corrupted and neglected. My generation was the generation that lived outside of the old city and just heard about it. And after studying architecture, I have this chance to just revisit these places.
Yeah, it sounds like you're quite concerned about what will come next, what's going to replace all of this rubble.
They have issued proposals for, it's no longer a proposal, it's a project to be rebuilt on the outskirts of Homs. Now the proposal is very, for me, it's very disappointing because it just wipes everything down. But I hope that my voice and other voices will play a role in preventing this.
Architect Marwa al-Sabuni there, speaking with us from the Syrian city of Homs. Her book about Syrian architecture is called The Battle for Home.